sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details. Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Nobody cares. I learned nobody gives a damn. Nobody cares about spending. It's, I've been talking about this for a long time. Like I said, you'd be hard-pressed to hear Limbaugh or Hannity even talk about this stuff. They only talk about ridiculous spending and out-of-control deficits when there is a Democrat in the White House, which is a bit disingenuous if you ask me. There is a limit, people, whether you want to believe it or not. There is. And you take a look at the amount of money that we spend on interest on our debt and the deficits that we're running. It's sad. I see those interest payments and I say to myself, look at what could be fixed. Look what could be done with that money. Even if we didn't want to return it to the taxpayers. Anyway, federal spending has top $3 trillion through May for the first time. Deficit hits $738 billion. And nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. Do you remember back when Barack Obama tasked, Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles to come up with ways of reducing debt and deficits. And to be honest, they came up with a pretty damn good plan, bipartisan plan. They did a pretty damn good job. And of course, it was ignored. Remember back then, it was Boehner. Boehner and Obama went at it, which then led to some stupid super committee that couldn't get anything done. The super committee to save the universe. Bunch of senators didn't get anything done. Then it led, went to sequestration. It was, nobody cares. Nobody cares. And again, I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. Republicans will care. Republicans will start jumping up and down and they'll get bent out of shape and all angry. But my question is, what happened to all of you Tea Party people out there? I haven't changed. What happened to all you Tea Party people out there that were against all the ridiculous government spending? What happened? And this is part of the problem. Everybody picks a side. Oh, my team won. It's not a team. We, the people, should be on the same team. You people need to understand where the enemy is, where the issues are. And that's in D.C. And those are the people that are running the country. I don't care if you voted for Trump. It doesn't matter to me. The spending is out of control. The wars are still going on in the Middle East. The troops are still not coming home. People are still streaming across the border. I talk about this here on the program, and I get people, all the super Trump supporters out there, flipping out at me. Oh, can you say that? Oh, it's Congress's fault. Give me a break. Come on. Stop it. Please. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about trade. And again, I'll give credit where credit's due. I think Trump is holding a line and doing a pretty damn good job. News out that Donald Trump is going to be meeting with Xi Jinping at the G20. Stories coming out. Foxconn. Foxconn, which employs about 2 million people in China, said, we're prepared to move. We're prepared to move out of China if we need to, if these tariffs don't go away. Really? I saw Restoration Hardware, about 30% of their products made in China. Said, we're going to move it back to the United States. Huawei canceled the launch of their new laptop as some of the restrictions that we put on China are forcing them to do so. Wow. Could the tariffs actually be working? Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. You know, the funny thing, again, all I hear from on the other side, the people that oppose it, well, you need to have discussions. You need to have talks. Come on. You can talk to your blue in the face. You can talk yourself into circles. One of the things I cannot stand, I hate meetings. I cannot stand meetings. Hate them. I am. We'll get together. We put down what we want to do. Okay, let's figure it out. Let's get it done. If the meeting lasts more than 5-10 minutes, I get annoyed. I got other things I've got to do. I got places I got to be. Things I got to do. People I want to see. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. Cuomo saying it's best for the state and will only help New York move forward. It will be effective in 14 days.
On this vote, the yeas are 69, the nays are 30. The bill, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the tally as the Senate passes a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package with broad bipartisan support, advancing a central piece of President Biden's economic agenda that will amount to one of the most substantial federal investments in roads, bridges, and rail in decades. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying she will not take up the bill until the Senate also passes a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be rockstar.edu. Email Bill at rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Paper bags and plastic hearts, all our belongings and shopping. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned in to the program. I got a story I want to share with everybody today. I know it's a bit off the beaten track, but my longtime listeners know we love to discuss issues of, that are important to me when I start looking at society as a whole. And it involves a Parkland shooting survivor. His name is Kyle Kashev. Kyle Kashev was not the anti-gun. Oh, his name was David. His name, David Hoag, I think, was the one that was making all of the news and was on with the celebrity, David Hogg, Hoag, whatever his name is. Well, Kyle Kashev is pro-gun rights, different direction. He found out that Harvard rescinded his admissions offer. They discovered that he had made offensive, racist comments in a private online chat when he was 16 years old. I have a 16-year-old son. He made a mistake. He said some stupid things when he was 16 years old. Nobody disputes that what he said were not right, was wrong. The kid himself doesn't dispute that. He's come out. He apologized for it publicly. He apologized to Harvard. He's done what you're supposed to do when you do something wrong. Be accountable. Take responsibility for your actions. You know, we are a supposed to be. We're a country based on Judeo-Christian beliefs. Judeo-Christian beliefs, well, I'm a big believer in forgiveness. We don't have that anymore. But what are we supposed to be now? We're supposed to be tolerant. We're a tolerant culture. No. In our new tolerant society, whatever the hell you want to call it, you got to burn if you say the wrong thing. Listen, I'm not saying that when somebody says something wrong, something vile, that there are not consequences for one's actions. But a 16-year-old? A 16-year-old screws up. Yeah, you know, anybody have any idea? Do you think, well, let me ask you a question. If it was David Hogg or Hogue or whatever his name was, who was on the opposite side, the left-wing side of the Parkland argument, do you think if it was found out that he had said stupid things in his past, do you think his admissions to Harvard would have been rescinded? Nah. Me neither. Anyway, best of luck to the kid, and I'm sure he's going to find his way into another great school. But we become a country where we can no longer make mistakes. We can no longer screw up, do the wrong thing, and then make it right and apologize. You got to think about it here for a second. I'll put this in terms of business. One of the greatest things about the United States is the fact that you can screw up. Let's say you start a business and it fails. You're not vilified for it. You're supposed to. We're supposed to pride ourselves on overcoming obstacles. Now, this was not an obstacle. This was a mistake that was made. You know that there have been people gotten admitted to Harvard that are felons. Served their time, came out, got into Harvard. So it's okay for felons to get in, but not this kid. And listen, I don't have any problem with the felons getting in. I don't. I said it here on the program. I don't have any problem after somebody basically serves their debt to society and comes out of prison. I know a lot of conservatives are vehemently against this. I'm not. You screw up, you go to prison, you do the time. Guess what? I don't have any problem with you voting. Have to be a society that believes in forgiveness, or we're lost people. We are. You know what? I'll take a break right here. Let me get back from the break. I got another. Yeah, there's going to be more and more of these. And I told you we're going to cover them here on the program. I'm not going to be able to find them all, but this will kind of alert you on what's going to go on with the mainstream media and the narratives. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24-7 at 800-258-5079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home, so call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Tell me what you really like. Maybe I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight.
Go back, buddy. All right. That's our old friend. I think I made fun of her last week on the program. I'm not sure. I know I read some of her columns. Again, this is CNBC, and their website is pretty much a Fisher-Price toy. It is. It's a Fisher-Price toy. Many Americans, this is Colin, many Americans say their financial situation is worse since the Great Recession. Oh, no. Here she goes. The Great Recession has officially been over for a decade. For many Americans, there's little reason to celebrate. Many people's finances haven't recovered from the recession's blows. There are still tens of millions who are struggling to get back to where they were before the economy took a turn for the worse. let me explain something. Your pre-construction condos and all of that wealth that you had on paper, because the real estate market said it was worth a certain amount at that point in time, wasn't real. It was an illusion. It was a fugazi. Do you understand? It wasn't real. What we tried to get across to people at that point in time, that the whole thing was a fugazi, but again, people chose not to listen. The article goes on to say more than half of Americans who were adults amid the Great Recession said they endured some kind of negative financial impact. Wow, more than half? I did. During that point in time, we at Markowski Investments endured a negative financial impact. We're paid based upon our clients' assets and how well they do. Nobody was doing well during the Great Recession. Everything was going down, even though many things shouldn't have gone down. What did we do? We made ourselves stronger. We dollar cost average. We battened down the hatches. We came out over the Great Recession a hell of a lot better than we were before we even went into it. Why? Because we used our heads. We didn't buy into the emotion. We didn't go out and order one of Glenn Beck's seed banks. We did not go out and buy gold coins. Come on. People, downturns are going to happen. If you handle them properly, guess what? You will come out ahead. It's like any other obstacle that you are going to face in life at any other point in time. It's the decisions you make. It's the choices that make that end up defining you. Choose wisely. Whenever I say choose wisely, I think of that the Knight Templar and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Pick the right cup. Pick the right course of action. Stop listening to the charlatans out there. All of the people that don't have any skin in the game, like we talked about earlier on in the program. Listen to them. Yeah, pretty good shot you're going to end up losing. Anyway, what I mean by narratives, yeah, you're going to see more and more and more and more stories like this leading into the 2020 election. You've got to convince everybody that the world is terrible and their economy is really bad. That's the job of the mainstream media. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got to mention this story. I got several emails on this. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg, stating that the company made a mistake in its handling of the implementation of the cockpit warning system in its 737 MAX jets prior to the two fatal crashes. And he said its communication with the regulators and customers, they weren't consistent. We clearly had a mistake in the implementation of the alert. So far, Boeing's not doing so well at the Paris, the Paris show that they've got going on right now, the air show. They're not selling as many planes. Airbus is pretty much kicking their tail. Hey, they're going to feel this. They are. But again, I'm always a big believer in full disclosure and honesty. I think that Dennis Muilenburg is a little late to the party. I think a lot of these CEOs, again, obviously they want to hold on to their job as long as they possibly can. They're making a fortune. They've got consultants. They've got PR people that surround them and tell them what to do. And they listen. And I think many people that have to hire all of these consultants and PR people to tell you how to act, what to do, what to wear, I think people lose who they are. And at times, this consultant, these people come in to Markowski Investments and radio consultant. I get them all the time. They're going to analyze your radio show and tell you how to do it. Whenever I hear that, I got the old Bender from Breakfast Club with the middle finger down picture. Can you hear this? Shall I turn it up? I'm not changing who I am or what I believe in for you. And again, they're for these CEOs. You want to talk about the biggest chickens on the planet? Oh, what was it going to do to the share price if I come and admit it? And on and on and on with their crap. There was, whenever I think about this and dealing with crisis. You're going to deal with situations where things are going to go wrong. You are. Things are going to go wrong in life. Things are going to go wrong in business. Sometimes pretty bad. Pretty bad. Now, obviously, this is a terrible, terrible situation. How do you go about dealing with those? I always tell people that at some point in time, I tell kids, you've got to get a job working and the service industry. You've got to get a job waiting tables, bartending, because things will go wrong. Things will go wrong. Customers will get upset. Food won't be cooked right. Drinks won't taste right. And you're going to have to deal, and these are obviously smaller issues in the grand scheme of things, but it teaches you how to go about dealing with them and how to go about handling them. And you know what you do? You're honest and upfront, and you tell people what happened. Do you think that we've always been right in all of our years in managing people's money with the calls that we've made? Do you not think we've gotten stopped out on certain positions that didn't do what we thought they were going to do? Sure. Sure. Well, you explain to the client why, and why you think what happened and why, you know, you made the mistake, and you move on. You have to be out front. You have to be honest about these things. You know, maybe think about as well, there was a scene in the Tom Clancy movie. Which one was it? Clear and Present Danger. And you got this corrupt president, and he finds out that his lifelong buddy, college buddy, was laundering money for the drug cartels. And his lifelong buddy, and everybody knew his lifelong buddy, his whole entire family were slaughtered by the cartels on their yacht. And all the information is coming out, and he's got all his consultants and handlers and PR people and advisors telling him how to handle it. And the one honest guy in the room is, of course, the hero, Jack Ryan. Tells him to tell the truth. Tells him, they ask you if you were friends. You say, no, we were lifelong friends. You're honest about the entire thing. And he made the statement there. He said, why try to defuse a bomb after it's already gone off? Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about immigration. I guess, headline, Donald Trump starting this week is going to start deporting millions of illegals. I don't have any problem with that. Just explain to me how that's possible. You tell me how you're going to go ahead and do that. I don't get it. Hey, the best way, and like I said, the easiest way to get rid of all of these people that are coming in, again, don't give them work permits. Change our asylum rules. Enforce E-Verify. Everybody will self-deport. They'll do it by themselves. It won't cost you anything. I don't see it happen. I don't. It's interesting as well. My state here of New York has now decided that they are going to allow illegals to get driver's licenses. And this kind of ticked me off a little bit, because when I moved back to New York 3 years ago and I had to get a New York State driver's license, my passport, my Florida's license, proof of where I lived, a myriad of different identification documents wasn't enough. They still made me go down to the Social Security Administration and get myself a new Social Security card. Yet, you know what? No, it's okay now. We're going to allow undocumented people to get driver's license. It's easier to get a driver's license if you are illegal than it is if you are legal. America. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. Cuomo saying it's best for the state and will only help New York move forward. It will be effective in 14 days.
On this vote, the yeas are 69, the nays are 30. The bill, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the tally as the Senate passes a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package with broad bipartisan support, advancing a central piece of President Biden's economic agenda that will amount to one of the most substantial federal investments in roads, bridges, and rail in decades. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying she will not take up the bill until the Senate also passes a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The White House is levying new sanctions on a European country.
The White House is levying new sanctions against allies of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on the one-year anniversary of his disputed re-election. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Monday against 23 people and 21 entities that are linked to the regime and the violent crackdown on protesters following last year's elections. The statement also cited the forced landing of a passenger aircraft passing through Belarus's airspace so that police could arrest a prominent opposition journalist as justification for the new sanctions. Lukashenko said Monday at a press conference there was no need for sanctions as he was ready to negotiate with the West. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is warning school officials that they could lose pay if they require students to wear masks. The governor saying on Monday the State Board of Education could move to withhold the salary of superintendents or school board members. DeSantis saying he wants to protect parent and students' rights. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A much-publicized climate change report is being disputed.
The United Nations is reporting global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control, warning the world is already certain to face further climate disruptions for decades. Former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee under President George W. Bush, Mark Morano, tells Fox News the UN report is not based on science, but science institutional theories.
This is what the UN does every 3 to 5 years, and it's essentially you don't have to trust the science. They're asking you to trust scientific institutions, and this is a political lobbying arm of the United Nations that pretends to be a science panel. They were started in 1988. Their goal is to scare everyone to convince you into, quote, climate action. Al Gore has said these reports are, quote, torqued up. How else do you get the attention of policymakers?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An ex-Los Angeles police officer who shot and killed a mentally disabled man inside a Costco in Corona is facing a voluntary manslaughter charge. Former officer Salvador Sanchez has also been charged with 2 counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. In June of 2019, Sanchez, who was off duty at the time, shot a 32-year-old man who was nonverbal and unarmed. More news online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. Cuomo saying it's best for the state and will only help New York move forward. It will be effective in 14 days.
On this vote, the yeas are 69, the nays are 30. The bill, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the tally as the Senate passes a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package with broad bipartisan support, advancing a central piece of President Biden's economic agenda that will amount to one of the most substantial federal investments in roads, bridges, and rail in decades. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying she will not take up the bill until the Senate also passes a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The White House is levying new sanctions on a European country.
The White House is levying new sanctions against allies of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on the one-year anniversary of his disputed re-election. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Monday against 23 people and 21 entities that are linked to the regime and the violent crackdown on protesters following last year's elections. The statement also cited the forced landing of a passenger aircraft passing through Belarus's airspace so that police could arrest a prominent opposition journalist as justification for the new sanctions. Lukashenko said Monday at a press conference there was no need for sanctions as he was ready to negotiate with the West. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is warning school officials that they could lose pay if they require students to wear masks. The governor saying on Monday the State Board of Education could move to withhold the salary of superintendents or school board members. DeSantis saying he wants to protect parent and students' rights. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A much-publicized climate change report is being disputed.
The United Nations is reporting global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control, warning the world is already certain to face further climate disruptions for decades. Former Communications Director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee under President George W. Bush, Mark Morano, tells Fox News the UN report is not based on science, but science institutional theories.
This is what the UN does every 3 to 5 years, and it's essentially, you don't have to trust the science. They're asking you to trust scientific institutions, and this is a political lobbying arm of the United Nations that pretends to be a science panel. They were started in 1988. Their goal is to scare everyone to convince you into, quote, climate action. Al Gore has said these reports are, quote, torqued up. How else do you get the attention of policymakers?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An ex-Los Angeles police officer who shot and killed a mentally disabled man inside a Costco in Corona is facing a voluntary manslaughter charge. Former officer Salvador Sanchez has also been charged with 2 counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. In June of 2019, Sanchez, who was off duty at the time, shot a 32-year-old man who was nonverbal and unarmed. More news online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, this past week, I was delving back into Greek mythology and some ancient Greek plays. I do. I always go to the classics, ancient Rome, ancient Greece, and look to some of the writing from back then. Oftentimes because it's withstood the test of time. I have to talk about here on the program, talk about wisdom. And the fact that it is evasive in today's day and age, in many respects and in many different areas. But the interesting thing, you read about mythology and you read some of these old plays, that it's always been evasive. Times change, but do they really? So, yeah, I was looking up a play, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later on in the program, about money, wealth, socialism, and I was trying to see what the ancient Greeks thought about it. And you know, I decided today on the program, I said it's going back from the past, because oftentimes, in my writing, many of the columns that I've written over the years, I've gone to some of these stories in an effort to help explain what's happening at that point in time. Back in January of 1999, I wrote a column entitled Icarus and the Stock Market. Now, if you're not familiar with the story of Icarus, it's Icarus, a young boy who received a pair of wings. And these wings would allow him to fly. Now, before he takes off on his first flight, his father warns him, do not fly too high. Do not go too close to the sun. Your wings are going to catch fire, and you're going to crash, and you're going to die. And the boy does not heed his father's advice, and it doesn't work out too well for him at all. And again, at that point, I was talking about the dot-coms and the run-up in all the technology stocks. And, you know, check the date, January of 1999. I wasn't too popular on radio programs and television programs back then. I was the whipping boy. I was defying conventional wisdom, as we do here on the program, going against what everyone else is saying at that point in time. Back in March of 2008, I wrote a column entitled, How to Kill a Hydra. But you know what a hydra is? A monster? It was basically a water snake dragon thing. It had multiple heads, poisonous blood. Its breath was poisonous. And the hydra guarded the passage to the underworld. Now, when someone wanted to go and try to kill the hydra, and actually was lucky enough to sever one of the heads of the hydra, another two grew back. Uh-oh, that wasn't good. But anyway, eventually Hercules and his cousin figured it out. After they chopped a head off, they burned the stump. And that article I was talking about, all of the exercises in futility that were taking place by the Wizards of Smart in Washington, D.C., the Treasury, you name it, all trying to fix what was going on in the financial system at that point in time. We'll fix it. Yeah, all the king's horses and all the king's men. Hey, one of my favorite stories, because I oftentimes compare myself to this fella, is the story of Sisyphus. Now, Sisyphus was the founder and king of Corinth. And he was a clever fella. He was known to be a bit crafty throughout his entire life. And Sisyphus, he saved his greatest win, his greatest triumph, for last. Now, when the god of the underworld, Hades, came to claim him personally for the kingdom of the dead, Hades brought with him a pair of handcuffs, which at the time was a bit of a novelty. Now, Sisyphus, being the shrewd fella, true to his character, asked all the right questions and expressed such an interest in Hades' handcuffs that Hades was persuaded to demonstrate their use on himself. That's how the god of the underworld found himself locked in Sisyphus' closet for days. Now, again, you got to imagine this in story. With Hades locked in the closet, he couldn't perform his duties, which was basically carting people off to the underworld. So, obviously, that kind of screwed things up in Greece, made things a little bit out of whack. So if you were a soldier and you happen to be chopped to bits in battle that day, guess what? You're showing up that evening at the taverna and you're downing ouzo and octopus. So nobody could die, basically. Eventually, Hades got out and Sisyphus was ordered to the underworld for the internal assignment. But again, the trickster, he had other ideas. Sisyphus told his wife not to bury him. So when he arrived in the underworld, he complained to Persephone, the queen of the dead, that he had not been accorded the proper funeral honors. Even more, he pleaded that an unburied corpse had no business on the far side of the river Styx. His wife did not place a coin under his tongue to secure passage with the ferryman. Surely your highness should realize I must be given leave to return topside to make things right. And Persephone agreed. Sisyphus made his way back to the beautiful land of grilled fish and sunshine, where he forgot about funerals and coins and promises, and he partied like it was 5,000 B.C. Now, sure enough, Hades did show up and brought him back down, and guess what? That was it. He was assigned. His crime against Hades is that for an eternity he had hard, frustrating labor. Sisyphus' assignment was to roll a great boulder to the top of a hill. Only every time Sisyphus attained the summit, the boulder would roll back down again. Those Greek gods could be tough, huh? reason why I like that story, because it shows, well, the frustration that Sisyphus is now enduring for eternity, according to the Greek legend, right? I wrote the story about Sisyphus and Moi, Sisyphus and the Watchdog, back in September 2005. And at that point in time, we were dealing with, well, it's always been a point in time, rip-off, scam, scam, rip-off, scam, rip-off, rinse, repeat, over and over again. I did mention this on the program. I said back around 2005, I can go back to my old recordings. I can go access my old recordings, and you'll hear me yelling and screaming on the program. I don't do that as much anymore. I know sometimes I revert and I start yelling and screaming, getting all bent out of shape. I was frustrated. And the reason why is, again, I lose a lot. Every day we here at the program, we at Markowski Investments,